Hier ist Pi Radio. Es ist 15 Uhr.
Pi Radio. Wurz and Trot System.
Radio Connection ist ein Radioprogramm, das in Marzahn in Unterkünften für Geflüchtete mit BewohnerInnen und UnterstützerInnen entsteht. Radio Connection ist ein Kunst am Bauprojekt.
Radio Connection.
Hallo, herzlich willkommen zu Radio Connection. Heute geht es bei uns um klassische indische Musik. 2019 haben wir bei Aufnahmen mit der Gruppe Yatra Safar den Sänger Sumit Anand Pandey getroffen. Er wohnt in Neu-Delhi, kommt aus einer Musikerfamilie und widmet sich musikalisch der Darbanga-Drupad-Tradition. Jetzt hat er seine erste CD veröffentlicht mit dem Titel Morning Meditation. Aus dieser CD werden wir jetzt einige Stücke hören. Um mehr über die Musik zu erfahren, habe ich mit dem indischen Musiker Vijay Kannan gesprochen. Ihr kennt ihn vielleicht schon aus früheren Sendungen. Hallo Vijay.
Thank you, Susan, that you have invited me to have a discussion about this CD. Of course, I also got a chance to listen to it thanks to you. You had sent me the tracks as well, and it was really, as the name sounds, morning meditation. It was really meditative, and I was also happy to have met with Sumit when you had this session last time in 2019. I was also present during that time. And he's such a lovely musician and a very, very talented singer as well. And so it's a pleasure to discuss about this CD and to listen with you all the tracks from this CD.
Vijay, maybe you can first explain a little bit about Drupad music.
Okay, I have to give a clarification here. I come from a background of Carnatic music, the South Indian classical music. That being said, I'll try to tell you about what I have read up and what I have heard about Drupad music and Drupad tradition. So Drupad is one of the oldest form of Indian classical music. It has its roots in the Vedas. Vedas are the four main texts from Hinduism, and they are the roots of Drupad finds it there. The South Indian Carnatic music also has the roots from the same, and that's why many can find similarities between the Drupad form of music and South Indian Karnataka Sangeeta also, or Carnatic music. That's why I'm able to relate to the concepts and the ideas of Drupad music. I'm able to understand it because I'm trained in Carnatic music as well. So coming back to talking about Drupad music, as I said, it finds its roots in from 1500 BC or so. So it's really old. This Drupad has maintained its sanctity, one can say, or its roots. It's still holding on to its roots, and it's in the traditional form, despite the invasions from the Persian Empire and so, and all the Islamic invasions of India. And that, during that time, the North Indian music assimilated a lot of their ideas and structures into its form. But Drupad still maintains its traditional sense, which is quite similar to the Carnatic form as well. So lots of concepts and ideas in Drupad is similar to what we do in Carnatic music as well. But I also see that there are quite some differences, which I found intriguing as well in this morning meditation CD of Sumit. And I hope that I'll find a chance to speak with Sumit as well in the near future to discuss more on this.
And maybe at first it would be interesting for us if you could explain what is a raga.
In this CD, I had read about the Darbhanga Drupad tradition. So Drupad, there are like a lot of subsets, there are like a lot of families and traditions to the Drupad music. So Sumit has sung in this CD. He comes from the Darbhanga tradition. Darbhanga is a district in Bihar. I had read about this as well, so I'm not as knowledgeable about the Darbhanga tradition, so I don't want to tell too much about the traditional aspects of this Darbhanga tradition, but more in context to what you had asked about the raga. So raga is, you can say, in Western music we have a scale, like notes are there, do re mi fa sol la ti is there, and these are the seven notes. Similar to that, we have in Indian classical music sarigama padani. So these seven notes, they have certain frequencies, they have certain position. When you have a tonic, you have all these notes at certain distances to one another. Collection of these notes form a scale, and collection of phrases from these notes form a raga. So a raga is not just a scale, but it's actually a collection of phrases and melodic phrases, which when you put together, which has a feel and which conveys a mood and feel and has a life of its own. That is what a raga is. So it's not just a plain scale. So I consider raga to be like this. So you have the human body, you have the skeleton. So the knochen and all the bones and we have the skeleton. So that is like the scale. You know that when you see a human body skeleton, you can say that, oh, it is the skeleton of a human being. But you don't say it is Susanna, it is Vijay, or is it Sumit. You don't say that. You see, it's a, but who is Susanna? She's more than she's more than just a skeleton. So the raga is also like that. The scale is just a skeleton. And then all the melodic phrases, the way it is handled and all these things, it's like the character. So Susanna is so and so. She speaks like this. She walks like this. She talks like this. Sumit sings like this. So each one has his or her own characteristic. So is raga. So all the different melodic phrasings and the connection between the swaras, the notes, and all these form the raga in essence. So a raga is not just a scale. It's a collection of notes and phrases and melodic ideas and moods which make it as a living entity of its own. When the way one sings the raga, it brings out their own character. They put their own character into it. And so it's always an ever-evolving thing. Of course, there is a structure and grammar to it, but the raga is more than that.
Wir hören jetzt erstmal Musik von der CD. Und zwar hören wir Sargam Ki Bandish.
So Sargam is Saregama Padani. So this is a composition which is set in a 10-beat cycle. And so he uses the Saregama Padani and he has composed with these phrases. And then he sings this. He composed a melody out of this and he sings it in this stuk, in this piece.
Da ni da pa ma ma pa ga ma da ni da pa ma ma pa ga ma da ni da pa ma ma pa ga ma da ni da pa ma ma pa ga ma da ni da pa ma ma pa ga ma re ga ma ma pa ga ga ma re sa re ga ma ma pa ga ga ma re sa sa ga ga ma da da ni sa ga ga ma da da ni sa sa re ni da ni da pa ma ga ma da ni da pa ma ma pa ga ma da ni da pa ma ma pa ga ma re ga ma ma pa ga ga ma re sa re ga ma ma pa ga ga ma re sa sa ga ga ma da da ni sa sa ni sa ga ga ma da da ni sa sa re ni da ni da pa ma ga ma da ni da pa ma ma pa da da ni sa ni sa ma ma pa da da ni sa ni sa re re sa ni sa da da ni sa sa re re sa da da ni sa sa ga ga ma re sa da da ni sa re ni sa da ni pa da ma pa ga ma da ni da pa ma ma pa ga ma da ni da pa ma ma pa ga ma re ga ma ma pa ga ga ma re sa re ga ma ma pa ga ga ma re sa sa ga ga ma da da ni sa sa ni sa ga ga ma da da ni sa sa re ni da pa ma ga ma da ni da pa ma ma pa da da ni sa ni sa ma ma pa da
da ni ni sa ni sa ma ma pa da da ni ni sa ni sa re re sa ni sa da da ni sa sa re re sa ni sa da da ni sa sa ga ga ma re sa da da ni sa re ni sa da ni pa da ma pa ga ma da ni da pa ma ma pa ga ma da ni da pa ma ma pa ga ma da ni da pa ma ma pa ga ma re ga ma ma pa ga ga ma re sa re ga ma ma pa ga ga ma re sa ni sa ga ga ma da da ni sa sa ni sa ga ga ma da da ni sa sa re ni da da ni da pa ma ga ma da da pa ma ma pa ga ma da ma ma pa da da ni ni sa ni sa ma ma pa da da ni ni sa ni sa re re sa ni sa da da ni sa sa re re sa ni sa da da ni sa sa ga ga ma re sa da da ni sa re ni sa da ni pa da ma pa ga ma da ma pa ga ma da da ni da pa ma ma pa ga ma da ni da pa ma ma pa ga ma da ni da pa da ni da pa ma ma pa ga ma re ga ma ma pa ga ga ma re sa da ni da pa da ni da pa ma ma pa ga ma re ga ma ma pa ga ga ma re sa ni sa ga ga ma da da ni sa sa re ni da da ni da pa ma ga ma da da ni da pa ma ma pa ga ma re ga ma ma pa ga ga ma re sa ni sa ga ga ma da da ni sa sa re ni da da ni da pa ma ga ma da pa ma ga ma da pa ma ga ma da ni da pa ma ma pa ga ma da ni da pa ma ma pa ga ma da ni da pa ma ma pa ga ma da ni da pa ma ma pa ga ma da ni da pa ma ma pa ga ma da ni da pa ma ma pa ga ma da ni da pa ma ma pa ga ma da ni da pa ma ma pa ga ma da ni da pa ma ma pa ga ma da ni da pa ma ma pa ga ma da ni da pa ma ma pa ga ma da ni da pa ma ma pa ga ma re ga ma ma pa ga ga ma re sa ni sa ga ga ma da da ni sa sa re ni da da ni da pa ma ga ma 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 pa da da ni ni sa ni sa ma ma pa da da ni ni sa ni sa ma ma pa da da ni ni sa ni sa ma ma pa da da ni ni sa ni sa ma ma pa da da ni ni sa ni sa ma ma pa da da ni ni sa ni sa re re sa ni sa da da ni sa da ma ma pa da da ni ni sa ni sa re re sa ni sa da da ni sa sa ma ma pa da da ni ni sa ni sa re re sa ni sa da da ni sa ga ga ma re sa da da ni sa re ni sa da ni pa da ma pa ga ma da da pa ma ma pa ga ma da ni da pa ma ma pa ga ma da ni da pa ma ma pa ga ma da ni da pa ma ma pa ga ma da ni da pa ma ma pa ga ma da ni da pa ma ma pa ga ma re ga ma ma pa ga ga ma re sa re ga ma ma pa ga ga ma re sa ni sa ga ga ma da da ni sa sa ni sa ga ga ma da da ni sa sa re ni da da ni da pa ma ga ma re ni da da ni da pa ma ga ma re ni da da ni da pa ma ga ma da
Radio Connection.
Vijay, could you talk about the role of improvisation in the classical Indian music?
Yeah, this is a big thing because one of the most important aspect of Indian classical music is improvisation. So in that aspect that one can improvise on the melody, on the rhythm, a mix of both, and when instruments are playing, they have their own ideas in improvisation. So in case of North Indian music, particularly in case of this music, I'll talk with respect to the Morning Meditation CD from Sumit, so that one can understand the context when you hear the pieces as well. So there is the Raga Alapana. So in this tradition of what Sumit has sung, there is the Raga Alapana followed by a composition, a melodic composition with lyrics. So what is the Raga Alapana? It is an improvisation of, or an exposition of, what this raga is. So there are, as I told before, the raga is a collection of different melodic phrases. So in this Raga Alapana, the performer takes up a raga and uses the different ideas and the different phrases and different moods of that raga, and they actually draw a painting. It's you can think of it as a sonic painting of the raga, which brings out the different flavors, which brings out the different moods, while adhering to the structure of the raga, but in essence bringing out the mood and the character of the raga as visualized, as as felt by the performer. So the way Sumit sings the Raga Alapana would be quite different from way another person could sing the Raga Alapana. So, but in essence, each person is doing the improvisation. So it has a lot to do with the character of the person, or the way they see, and the way they understand the raga, the way they feel the raga and the melody. And so it is actually a huge, humongous topic. So I'm just giving you a brief peek into what goes into a Raga Alapana. Maybe when you get a chance to listen to the piece, then probably you can understand what the performer is trying to, convey. It has moods and it has phrases and it has... So all one needs to do is close their eyes and then just listen to the music. And then one can feel what is being done.
Maybe you can also talk about the way of conversation between the voice and the drums and other instruments.
Sumit has performed the CD with a very nice pakavaj. That is the trommel which has been used in to accompany the performer, and it has been performed by Pandit Radhesham Sharma. And pakavaj is a double-headed trommel, and it has a very unique sound. And the way the improvisation was done, when one is listening to the pieces, one can actually relate to what I'm going to say now. It's like the composition has lyrics, and Sumit sings that, while the percussion accompaniment is very astutely presented by Pandit Radhesham. But one can see that at points, Sumit is, he goes into a repetitive mode, while the pakavaj player is improvising. He does a lot of rhythmic improvisations. And then, which is followed by a portion, once he has completed his improvisation part, then Sumit takes up his next improvisation part and he goes on to the next improvisation, and it is followed up by crescendos, and it is, you can see with rhythmic crescendos, with melodic crescendos. So, but all of this, it is amazing to think that this is all not planned at all. It is done on the spot, which is really something which happens in both South Indian classical music and North Indian classical music. They don't plan in advance what they are going to sing or what kind of improvisation. That's why it's really an improvisation. It's done on the spot. And so it is in that aspect, it's really an improvisation. And so one can see that it's like there is this opportunity given for the singer to improvise while the rhythmic percussion performer is, you know, giving, is maintaining the rhythm. And then there comes an opportunity where the melodic performer is maintaining the tune while the rhythmic performer improvises on the rhythm. It's actually a very nice give and take. It's like each person has a space and they improvise on that, and while performing together. So it's actually a beautiful confluence of different ideas by really, you know, astute performers. So I think that's a beautiful aspect of Indian classical music. And in particular, it has been very beautifully done by both Sumit and Pandit Radhesham as well.
Let's talk about the instruments we can hear in the background.
Of course, one can hear Sumit's wonderful vocals, but then every time the piece starts, before the vocals, and then it's always accompanying, that is, the drone is there, a kind of drone is there. It's the tanpura. Tanpura is it's made of a wood, and it has strings. It you can think of it like if one knows about the sitar, it looks like a sitar. Pandit Ravi Shankar, everyone should be knowing, who plays the sitar, who played the sitar. And it looks like a sitar. When you strike it with the thumb, it has a very beautiful sustained harmonics, and it creates a kind of a sonic bed on which a performer can sing. So mostly the tones which are used are the tonic, and the dominant is mainly present. So it's like, so these tones could be used, and it's struck on the string, and then they sustain for long duration. So they intermingle with one another. The tones intermingle, it's on different octaves, so they intermingle to form such a beautiful sound. I can, of course, now you have apps for everything. So this is like a sampled app from a tanpura. So it sounds like really, it has the pa, sa, 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 sa. So it has all the tonic and fifth is present in this, and when it mingles together, it forms such a nice relaxing bed, which is really one of the most important instruments used in Carnatic and Hindustani and North Indian, in Indian classical music in general. Of course, I've talked a lot about tanpura, but there are other two instruments also which are present. Sometimes you hear at the start of the songs, you can hear like a harp, but it is called a swarmandal. So the notes, it's actually an instrument with lot of many strings, which are individually tuned to the notes which are present in a particular raga. It's called a swarmandal. And then also the Pandit Radhesham plays the pakavaj in the pieces with rhythm accompaniment. So pakavaj, as I told, is a double-sided trommel. And there is a South Indian counterpart also for the pakavaj, which is mridangam, which looks similar but has a different tone. And because the mridangam doesn't sustain, the tone doesn't sustain as long as the pakavaj.
What are the lyrics Sumit sings?
In this CD, he had sung the lyrics for the raga Ahir Bhairav, was which went as Shyam Sundar Ko Pratha Samaya. This is written in Braj Bhasha, which is Braj Bhasha means language, and Braj is a region, I think, if I'm not mistaken, in that part where Darbhanga is, in Bihar, and so that they speak this this language, and which is also it has a lot of commonality from its root, which is, I think, at least from its root, which is from Sanskrit, which is like one of the classical languages. And this Braj Bhasha, in this particular composition, it is Shyam Sundar Ko Pratha Samaya. It talks about the Pratha Samaya is morning. So, of course, it's morning meditation. So, the lyrics is talking about how the mother of Lord Krishna, who is Shyam Sundar, is Lord Krishna, and how Yashoda, the mother of Lord Krishna, is so elated and overjoyed to see her son in the early morning. So it's a very beautiful composition. So I hope we can listen to that as well sometime in this aufnahme.
Shama Sundara Ko Prata Samaye, Shama Sundara Ananda Vayo.
श्याम सुंदर को आनंद भयो है शाम सुंदर को प्रात समय शाम शाम सुंदर सुंदर को प्रात प्रात समय समय रूप रूप निहारती मातु मातु जसोदा को आनंद भयो है शाम 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 सुंदर को श्यामा सुंदर को प्रात समय सुंदर को प्रात समय रूप निहारती माँ तुज यशोदा को आनंद भयो श्याम सुंदर को श्याम 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 सुंदर सुंदर को प्रातः समय समय रूप रूप निहारती मातु यशोदा को आनंद भयो है श्याम 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 सुंदर को प्रातः समय रूप निहार मातु यशोदा को आनंद भयो है श्याम 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 सुंदर को प्रात समय रूप निहारती माँ तुज यशोदा को आनंद भयो है श्याम सुंदर को प्रात श्याम श्याम सुंदर सुंदर को प्रात समय समय रूप रूप निहारती मातु यशोदा को आनंद भयो है श्याम श्याम आनंद भयो है श्याम श्याम आनंद भयो है श्याम श्याम सुंदर को प्रात समय श्याम सुंदर को प्रात समय रूप निहारती मातु यशोदा को आनंद भयो श्याम सुंदर को प्रात समय श्याम सुंदर को प्रात समय रूप निहारती मातु यशोदा को आनंद भयो है श्याम भयो है भयो है श्याम भयो है भयो है श्याम श्याम भयो है भयो है श्याम भयो है भयो है श्याम भयो है भयो है श्याम 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 सुंदर को प्रात समय ॐ नारायण अनंत हरि
And Vijay, I would like to ask you, what is the difference between North Indian Dhrupad music and the South Indian Carnatic music?
It's actually a lot to unpack and to talk. But I'll take an example of one of the tracks here, which is sung by Sumit in the raga called Bhairav. And he had sung an Alapana, which you will be hearing next. And this Alapana, this Raga Bhairav has a counterpart in South Indian Carnatic music as well, which is called Maya Malava Gaula. It's a long name, you know. And but the notes are similar. The notes and many of the ideas and the mood which it creates is very similar to Raga Bhairav. And the way Sumit sings, you will know how a bit of different it is. I'll try to sing Maya Malava Gaula a little bit and then I can show, and then you can listen to how the similar raga is sung by Sumit later, and probably that will give more of an idea also, contextual idea. So the raga is so the notes of the raga is sa re ga ma pa da ni sa sa ni da pa ma ga re sa. If I am asked to sing a brief alapana of this raga, or alap as the North Indians say, of this raga, so tadara na 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 ta na na da ri na 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 tadara na na tadara na 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 ta. So one can think of this as a good example of a brief alapana of this raga. Of course, one can always sing an alapana for 2 minutes or 20 minutes or 2 hours. But the essential difference which I want to point out, which you can compare, and when you listen to Sumit singing the alap in his, from his CD, is the way the phrasings of the raga, which I normally sung in the Carnatic music, has a lot of glissandos, a lot of glides, and a lot of these, which is called gamaka. Of course, it's also present in North Indian music, Drupad, as well. But the kind of gamakas, and there are different types of gamakas in Carnatic music. One of the most important defining gamaka of the Carnatic music is called Kampita, and which is like a so which oscillates between two notes, ma ga ma ga ma, the fourth and third na 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 na. It's like you can see that it's like a waterfall. It has a lot of connections, and it goes, or like waves, it has these kind of oscillations, but it's more restricted, which I have seen in the gamaka prayoga, or the usage of gamakas in Hindustani and in Drupad as well, in particularly also in the in this CD. It's more restricted, and it's more the swaras or the notes are more sustained, and it's of course one can sing like that also in Carnatic music. Coming from Carnatic music, I'm more biased towards that. Of course, I think that it encompasses more, or all the aspects of it. So one can take it with a pinch of salt. Of course, one is biased towards their, you know, home country and home music. So for me, the Carnatic music is, it has more scope for me particular. Of course, it's not always true. One should always take it with, remove the bias in all these ideas. But yeah, the aspect of improvisation, the aspect of how a raga is handled, the way it is sung, a way a composition is sung, the improvisational aspects within the composition with regards to rhythmic improvisations, there are lots of differences. We will now play this alap of Rag Bhairav by Sumit.
Na
Thanks a lot for explaining all these things to us.
I hope you all also had a good time listening to the beautiful Sumit Anand and who was accompanied by Pandit Radhesham on the Pakkavaj. And he comes from the Darbanga Drupad. And thanks a lot, Suzanne, for featuring such really nice Indian classical musicians as well on this wonderful radio program. This is the fourth time that I'm coming on the radio, so this is really special for me. Thanks a lot, Suzanne.
Thank you. Du bist ein Stammgast.
Vielen Dank.
Das war's für heute mit Radio Connection. Wir hoffen, dieser Ausflug in die indische Klassik hat euch gefallen. Weitere Infos über die CD von Sumit Anand Pandey findet ihr auch auf unserer Website www.radioconnection-berlin.de. Tschüss!
No.